and Dejanovic, your morning companions for talk, analysis, and key perspectives on Utah's biggest stories on KSL News Radio.
We learned over the weekend that state school board member Natalie Klein is out. She will not be reelected. Of course, this comes after she made a post to Facebook that called out a high school girls basketball player's gender.
The three things you need to know this hour. I'm Amanda Dixon. First, Utah could have an NHL team by the end of the week. Second, President Biden is asking Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu to wait and respond to Iran's airstrike in a careful and thought-out manner. Third, today is tax day. Make sure you file your taxes by today or ask for an extension. Right now, it's 43 degrees in Salt Lake City. Back to David DeGenovic on KSL News Radio.
Let me start over. We apologize for some technical issues. We'll work those out. So state school board member Natalie Klein is not going to be reelected. So she found out at a convention she didn't have enough votes to get out of convention. And of course, I want to reset how we got up to this point, Dave. That she made a Facebook post. She deleted it. But during the time it was up on her page, many people weighed in on it. And it called out a high school girls basketball player's gender. And turns out the girl is a girl. Now, as I said, she deleted the post, issued an apology, but that wasn't enough. The delegates said no to Klein.
And there was a lot of pressure on her to resign. And it was coming from everywhere. It was coming from the governor on down. The state legislature was looking at opportunities and seeing if it was legal to impeach her and get rid of her. It's an elected office, so it's not easily done to remove someone from office. They examined a million different ways, but mostly they were just hoping that they could pressure her into resigning, and she refused.
KSL 5 Television's Lindsay Ertz, you were at the convention this weekend.
I was, guys. Excuse me. Good morning. And this really was a shocker that happened at convention. You know, as I was talking to delegates and party insiders before the vote, people did not think that she was not going to at least force a primary. So what had to happen was she had to get at least 40% of the vote in order to force a primary. So a lot of people thought that would at least happen. Maybe she wouldn't win the convention, but she would at least force a primary. And so to have the vote be 63-36 and just knock her out completely really was surprising.
So what happened here, Lindsay? Was there a speech that was given? Did she try to justify what had happened? What did we hear?
Yeah, so she didn't make any mention of the post. So it's kind of hard to know how much that post really was the deciding factor in this election. But what Natalie Klein did get up there and say at the convention was that she believes that there are dangerous ideologies being taught in Utah schools. And she reiterated, even doubled down on that position. And that really was her plea to delegates, that she believes that she is standing up for these ideologies that are being taught in Utah schools. She even went so far as to call it indoctrination of Utah's students. And so that was her message. She was even handing out a flyer that showed examples of, you know, pride flags being displayed or LGBTQ messages that teachers had, you know, given or whatever was on that flyer. But again, that was her message. She was doubling down on that message. And so I think what ended up happening here is that was the message that she wanted to send, and she was hoping that the more conservative delegates would resonate with that message. But what ended up happening was you saw what Amanda Bollinger called this silent majority who came out, who rejected this, again, what Amanda called a less extreme candidate in herself, and they selected Amanda Bollinger at the end of the day.
To move on. KSL 5 Television's Lindsay Ertz covered the convention this weekend where state school board member Natalie Klein found out she didn't have enough delegate support to make it out of convention. So her run as a state school board member is over, right, Lindsay? There's no other path for her.
Yeah, that's exactly right. She did not gather signatures. So she put her political fate in the hands of these delegates to elect her. And again, the breakdown had to be at least 40% for Natalie Klein. The Salt Lake County GOP rules say that if you get 60% of the vote, you automatically become the party nominee. So she has no other path to the ballot now, which means she'll finish out her term through the end of 24 as a sitting member of the State Board of Education, but she won't go on to be able to be reelected.
Well, it was, I will say, surprising to me still, given that Facebook post and all of the backlash. She actually did pretty well at convention. She did a lot better than I thought she would with 36% of the vote. So she was in 4% of forcing a primary after all of that controversy. So she didn't lose by much, Linz.
It was interesting. I actually talked to one delegate who had the opposite position as a lot of majority. This one delegate said to me that she was planning on voting against Natalie Klein, but after her post, she changed her mind because she believed that Natalie Klein cared about what was happening in Utah schools and cared about defending, you know, this type of, again, what she calls indoctrination that she believes is happening in Utah schools. And so she actually changed her mind the opposite way because of that post. So I found that perspective really interesting.
Lindsay Ertz, thank you for joining us from KSL 5 Television.
Yeah, thank you for covering all sides of that issue. And Amanda Bollinger now moves on. Natalie Klein does not. So she'll serve out a term. It ends, I believe, in January of next year, and it's her run is over.
Yeah, and again, she will finish out her term. There are still, you know, 8 months or so left in this, so before the next election. But yeah, there was a very strong message being sent there, and the delegates rejected her.
Straight ahead, I woke up this weekend on edge after Iran sent missiles and explosive-laced drones into Israel. It was retaliation for retaliation. I mean, this is complicated. There is a lot going on here. We're going to have Professor Amos Giora live. He is in Israel this morning for us. Not for us. He was there. It's not like we said, hey, Professor, will you leave the U and head to Israel, but he's going to have that insider's perspective for us in about 3 minutes.